This is Spencer Chase reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, and I'm here talking with Colonel Mark Rado of the Army. And Colonel Rado, can you just tell me a little bit about what the Army has set up for this National FFA Convention?
Yeah, sure can, Spencer. Thank you very much for the opportunity to tell the Army story here a little bit. The Army has been part of connected with FFA for better than 30 years now. And here at the convention, National Convention, where the FFA has brought in, you know, the best of FFA has to offer from across America, you know, here we want to connect with that. Our role, our mission, is to connect America's Army with America's people. And clearly, today in Indianapolis, America's people are here, and we're connecting with them right here.
So just some of the things that FFA embodies, you know, that personal leadership that is so important to this organization, is also very important to the U.S. Army. Can you just expand a little bit on that?
Without question. We recruit soldiers and develop leaders every single day. And what we want out of that, we hope that people come to us with some basic skill sets already. And those young Americans that are here, the young men and young ladies that are here, have those skill sets we want. They're all proven leaders in their community. They're all academically superior. They're all bright, young, intelligent individuals. That is exactly what we want in our Army.
And, Colonel, the FFA has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Army just to help us help you and just kind of have a good working relationship between the two organizations. How important is it for the United States Army to have that good working relationship with an organization such as the National FFA?
It's incredibly important. And here we have two organizations that are out there to do one thing, to make America better, make America stronger, and to get the synergy that the two organizations bring to the table. You know, from the very youngest ages that these young men and women get to participate in the future farmers of America, and us, when we take that talent, when we take that expertise, we take those God-given abilities and develop them into the leaders that you see around here today. You see leaders from every aspect of our Army here. There are junior enlisted soldiers that are recruiters. There are mid-grade enlisted soldiers that are for perhaps veterinary technicians. There are senior commanders. There's a couple of brigade commanders walking around here. There's some junior officers walking around here that all came from America, and this is exactly what we want. We want to continue to pull the best America has to offer to this level to be part of our great Army and support our great nation.
And just expanding on that, looking forward to the future, where do you see this relationship between the U.S. Army and National FFA going?
Well, there's no question about it that this is there. You know, the sky is the limit when we're talking with an organization like this. You know, we are committed to being engaged at the very lowest levels of the future with the future farmers of America. You know, we have recruiters all over America. We have college ROTC cadre all over America. The connection between the local FFA element and the recruiter on Main Street USA or the ROTC cadre at any campus USA, it's just too easy for each of us to be able to reach into each other's areas and get the help that we both need toward the common goal of making this a much better and stronger nation.
That was Colonel Mark Rado talking about the relationship between the National FFA organization and the U.S. Army. My name is Spencer Chase, reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention.